Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Shlomo Ben Sara, Malka Bat Allegra, Helen Friedman, Dorit Bat Sara, and Shifra Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Allegra Bat Rachel, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harav Mir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shore, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman, and Tzipora Fegi Bat Liba. We have one subject we want to discuss on this week's program, because I think we have to really explain in detail just how bad the situation is among phony politicians in Israel. And it's not that the politicians in Israel are different from politicians in the United States or any other country. Politicians in every country are phonies, are liars, are frauds, are opportunists. The lowest of the low are the type of people who enter politics, generally speaking. Once in a while, you have very rare exceptions, but it really is a very rare instance when you have someone in politics who is honest. Our great leader, Morenu v'Rabbeinu Harav Meir Kahana, Zecher Tzadik v'Kadosh Livracha Hashem Yikom Damo, he was a very rare example of a completely honest, idealistic, faithful, magnificent leader, a great leader, a leader really of biblical proportions, the type of leader you would expect to find for the Jewish people in the Bible, the type of righteous leaders we had in the Bible. He was a leader of biblical stature. And of course, he was banned from running for office in Israel by the evil politicians in the other parties, and eventually was murdered by the Arab Nazi terrorists in Al-Qaeda. But now you have someone called Itamar Ben-Gvir, who together with some other people like Baruch Marzel, he pretends to be a Kahanist. Sometimes he claims to be a Kahanist, and it's a disgrace, it's a Chilul Hashem, a desecration of God's name, that he is passed off as an example of Kahanism because he's another phony politician, just like all the other phony politicians in Israel. And we saw this past week his phony behavior. We saw how different he is from everything Rabbi Kahana represented. First of all, he himself says now that he disagrees with Rabbi Kahana and that he's changed his views and he's not a Kahanist. He himself says that now, but he is still identified by the Israeli media and by the Israeli public as a Kahanist, and that's a disgrace, because Kahanism represents honesty and integrity and justice and idealism, not being a phony politician who only cares about getting a seat in the Knesset. The Knesset is the Israeli parliament. This week was the deadline for presenting lists to run for the Israeli Knesset. All the parties had to present their lists. And Itamar Ben-Gvir, the so-called Kahanist, made a deal with one of the most evil people in Israeli politics. And almost everyone in Israeli politics is evil. So to be one of the most evil, you really have to be the bottom of the lowest of the low. I mean, the lowest of the low. The scum of the earth. And I'm referring to Rafi Peretz from the so-called Jewish Home Party. Shem Reshaim Yirkav, may the name of the wicked rot, which is a Jewish curse for Jewish traitors like Rafi Peretz. Rafi Peretz formed an alliance with Itamar Ben-Gvir, and they were going to run together. And Itamar Ben-Gvir now for years has been praising Rafi Peretz and telling us how wonderful he is, how honest he is, how wonderful. Who is Rafi Peretz that Itamar Ben-Gvir, the so-called Kahanist, keeps praising? Rafi Peretz convinced thousands of religious Jewish soldiers in the Israeli army to obey orders and expel their fellow Jews in Gush Katif. When the Israeli government decided to destroy 40 blossoming Jewish communities and hand over sacred Jewish land to the Hamas Muslim Nazi terrorists, and when the Israeli government decided to throw 10,000 Jews out of their homes, this horrific, unforgivable crime, Israeli Jewish soldiers had to make a decision. Are they going to obey orders? Or are they going to Or are they going to go along with this crime and become co-conspirators in this unforgivable crime against the Jewish people? Rafi Peretz convinced many of these Jewish soldiers to obey orders and to throw their Jews out of their homes. It was leaders like Rafi Peretz who were responsible in the end for the expulsion in Gush Katif, for the crime of throwing Jews out of their homes in Gush Katif, for the crime of destroying 40 flourishing Jewish communities, for the crime of handing over this sacred Jewish land to the Hamas terrorists who now use this land to fire thousands of rockets all over Israel, paralyzing the whole country for days at a time. The whole Israeli economy is paralyzed by rockets being fired by the Hamas Muslim Nazi terrorists from the areas, from the land that was surrendered by the Israeli government when they threw the Jews out of Gush Katif. Because every retreat and every surrender and every concession made to the Arab Nazi enemy always only leads to more war and more bloodshed and more disaster for the Jewish people. Any concession, any withdrawal, any retreat from the land of Israel or from Jewish principles to the Arab Nazi enemies of Israel who want to destroy Israel, who surround Israel and want to destroy Israel, and who are committed to a religion that wants to destroy all non-Muslim infidels, any concessions or any surrender to them always leads to more bloodshed and more war. And Rafi Peretz was one of the traitor Jewish leaders responsible for the expulsion in Gush Katif. And just this past week, he bragged about what he did in Gush Katif. He bragged about the fact that I had to make a very difficult decision and convince Jewish soldiers who were religious to throw the Jews out of their homes in Gush Katif. I had to convince them to obey orders and go along with this crime. And he's proud of it. He's proud of what he did, this filthy pig. Rafi Peretz also, while he favors expelling his fellow Jews when there are orders to do so, he tells soldiers to throw their Jews out of their homes, the same swine, Rafi Peretz, the same traitor swine, opposes expelling illegal aliens from Israel. Hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens are flooding into the tiny Jewish homeland and endangering the Jewish character of the state. And Rafi Peretz is against expelling them. There was a recent case about removing Filipino illegal aliens that are flooding into the country, about removing them from the country. They were caught red-handed, coming into the country illegally, living in the country illegally, benefiting illegally from all of the benefits that the Israeli government gives the illegal aliens. And Rafi Peretz said, no, we shouldn't expel them. We should let them stay in Israel. And Rafi Peretz praises the Israeli government for giving special aid and assistance to illegal aliens who come to Israel. Free housing, free medical care, all types of free benefits that Israeli Jewish citizens never receive. The Israeli Jewish citizens never receive benefits like this for free from the Israeli government. But illegal aliens who come into the country from Africa, all these black Muslim criminals, rapists and murderers that come into the country, a flood into the country and swarm into the country from Africa and Asia and all these third world cesspool countries, they get all of these benefits from the Israeli government. And Rafi Peretz, he praised the Israeli government for that. He said this is something we should be very proud of. This is the type of subhuman scum that Itamar Ben-Gvir praised and was running with. And it's not just Rafi Peretz. He praised Naftali Bennett and wanted to run with Naftali Bennett. Three elections in a row now, he has begged Naftali Bennett and Ayelet Shaked and these other traitors to run with them. Naftali Bennett said that the Jewish freedom fighters of Tag Mechir, which is an organization that retaliates when Jews are victimized by Arab terrorism, because the Israeli government doesn't defend Jews, doesn't protect Jews from Arab terrorism. And so there are young Jews who formed an underground organization to fight against this. And what they basically do is spray graffiti on Arab property in retaliation for Arabs murdering innocent Jewish men, women, and children. That's 99% of the so-called illegal activities of Tag Mechir involve just spray painting graffiti on Arab property in retaliation for Arabs butchering Jews. Itamar Ben-Gavir's friend, Naftali Bennett, he was his friend, Itamar Ben-Gavir was begging him to run with him and was praising Naftali Bennett. Naftali Bennett said that the Jews of Tag Mechir should get the death penalty. The death penalty! Young Jews who are fighting to protect the Jewish people and save the Jewish homeland, even if what they do is illegal. Okay, let's say what they do is illegal. They're doing it because out of motivation, their motivation is love for the Jewish people and Jewish idealism, to save the Jewish people from another Holocaust, because the Arab Nazis have promised a Holocaust against the Jews. The Arab Nazis promised to push the Jews into the sea and finish Hitler's job. Those are the slogans of the Arab campaign to destroy Israel, a campaign that has taken place for over 100 years now. The Arab Muslims believe in a religion that says that the whole world must be conquered by Islam, that are against any non-Muslim countries. No non-Muslim country has any right to exist. No non-Muslim has any right to exist. All non-Muslim infidels have to be exterminated, according to Islam. According to true Islam, all non-Muslim infidels must be exterminated, and believe me, the Muslims do believe in that, and do dream of the day when they can do that. And so they will never accept, the Muslim world will never accept a tiny Jewish state in the middle of the Arab world. Israel is in the middle of the Muslim world, smack in the middle of the Muslim world, in the middle of the Arab world. They will never accept a non-Muslim, non-Arab state in the middle of the Muslim world, in the middle of the Arab world. Even though that land has always belonged to the Jewish people for thousands of years, but the Muslims believe that everything belongs to them. They believe the United States has no right to exist. They believe Europe has no right to exist, that all of these countries must be Islamicized. They believe in Dar al-Islam. Dar al-Islam means all lands must be under the abode of Islam. And if it's not, it's Dar al-Kharb. All non-Muslim countries are Dar al-Kharb. Dar al-Kharb means under the abode of the sword, under the abode of war, that you must make war against them until they're under the abode of Islam. This is from the Quran. This is from the Hadith in the Quran. This is from the Islamic... This is the Islamic teachings that, believe me, the Muslims do believe in it. They do believe in what their books tell them to believe in. And you have these young Jews who, okay, they break the law by spray painting graffiti and doing various other things to resist Arab terrorism. And again, I'm not justifying anything that's illegal. We're a law-abiding organization, a law-abiding movement. We don't justify anything illegal. But they carry out these acts as retaliation. Their motivation is certainly an idealistic motivation. And Naftali Bennett says they should get the death penalty. They should get the death penalty. The same Naftali Bennett who says 99.9% of the Arabs are loyal to Israel. The Arabs that live in Israel are loyal to Israel. 94% of them vote for Arab parties that openly call for the destruction of Israel. In the elections, Arab parties that call for the destruction of Israel, who are allowed to run, by the way, for the Knesset. They call for the destruction of Israel, and they're allowed to openly run for the Knesset. It would be like if you had senators and congressmen in the United States openly praising Osama bin Laden and ISIS, the Islamic State. If you had people openly in the Senate and Congress openly praising them and saying, we're running on that platform. And in Israel, that's what you have. They sit in the Israeli Knesset. Rabbi Kahana was barred from running for the Knesset for telling the truth to the Jewish people. But Arab Muslim Nazis that want to destroy the Jewish people and perpetrate another Holocaust against the Jewish people, they're allowed to run. And Naftali Bennett says 99.9% of the Arabs in Israel, who have proven how much they hate the Jewish state, but 99.9% of the Arabs are loyal to Israel. This is the type of crap that he spews all over the place. And his spokeswoman, he claims to be represent Torah and religious Judaism, and yet his spokeswoman is an open lesbian who lives with another lesbian and who have adopted children, you know, which is child abuse. I mean, to take children and force them to live in a homosexual home with homosexual parents, this is child abuse. This was always known as child abuse until recently. And Naftali Bennett said he's proud of his spokesman, of his lesbian spokesman who lives with another woman. He's proud. This guy who praises, who has a spokeswoman like this, who calls for the death penalty for Tag Mechir Jews, who says 99.9% of the Arab enemy in Israel is loyal to the state of Israel, who, when he was education minister, Naftali Bennett tripled the budget for homosexual organizations that try to convert Jewish youth in the education system. They have homosexual organizations, which they have in the United States as well, which go around and proselytize and try to convert Jewish youth. And he tripled their budget as education minister. And Itamar Ben-Gvir praised him and wanted to run with him. Well, this week Itamar Ben-Gvir really was taught quite a lesson. Not that he's going to learn his lesson, he won't, because once an opportunist, always an opportunist, generally speaking. Itamar Ben-Gvir this week, after making an alliance with Rafi Peretz, after praising Naftali Bennett, after kissing Bibi Netanyahu's tuchus, boy, did he get backstabbed. Rafi Peretz broke his alliance with Ben-Gvir and left him out, threw him out. And everybody else basically threw him out, threw him to the wolves, and said, Ben-Gvir is not going to run with us. They said, the reason he's not going to run with us is because he's a Kahanist, even though he's not. They're accusing him of being something that he's not. He's just as phony as they are. He's just as opportunistic as they are. And yet, the fact that he sometimes pretends to be a Kahanist is coming back to bite him, because they're not willing to run with Kahanists. To praise Arab enemies of Israel, that they're willing to do. To say illegal aliens should remain in Israel, that they do. To say Jews have to obey orders to throw Jews out of their homes, that they'll do. But Kahanism? Oh, that's unacceptable. We don't run with Kahanists. Itamar Ben-Gvir really got, he really got his tuchus handed to him this week. They broke the alliance, they broke the agreement with him. They made promises that were going to run together with him, that they were going to incorporate him and his supporters into their party. They broke the agreement, they broke their word with him, and he's out in the cold now, and he may actually withdraw from the race now. He may even withdraw. He could run independently now. He could still run independently with his own party. But there's talk that he may even withdraw. He may pull out of the race altogether. By the way, Ben-Gvir now condemns Rafi Peretz and Naftali Bennett and all these other people that I mentioned. Now he condemns them because he couldn't get a seat in the Knesset. When they were helping to throw Jews out of their homes in Gush Katif, Ben-Gvir was praising them. When they were saying that illegal aliens should not be removed from Israel, Ben-Gvir was still saying that Rafi Peretz is wonderful and he wants him to be in the Knesset and he wants to run with him. All the betrayals that they did of the land of Israel, they were part of a government that freezes Jewish building in Judea, Samaria, and Jerusalem, Israel's capital. They're part of a government that has thrown, the Netanyahu government has also thrown hundreds of Jews out of their homes. Even after the nightmare of Gush Katif, they're still throwing Jews out of their homes. And Peretz and Bennett have been part of the Netanyahu coalition while this is happening. They've allowed all this to happen and have done nothing about it. And Itamar Ben-Gvir, that was fine with Itamar Ben-Gvir. He praised them. He was willing to run with them while they were doing these horrible things. The one thing that got Itamar Ben-Gvir to finally turn on them is when he didn't get a seat in the Knesset. When he didn't get a seat in the Knesset, all of a sudden, now Rafi Peretz, he said, stabbed him in the back and is a liar and a fraud. And Michael Ben-Ari, who's another phony so-called Kahana, says that they're all liars, they're all nochlim. Nochlim are like con men. That they're all nochlim. How come they weren't nochlim a week ago? When they were responsible for Jews being thrown out of their homes, for Jews being murdered, for all the terrible things that are happening in Israel, for the illegal aliens that are invading Israel and taking over whole cities, how come they weren't Nochlim then? Only when your party doesn't get a seat in the Knesset, then they're Nochlim. Then they're con men. And then they condemn them. Somebody has to stand up and say, this isn't Kahanism. These are lies. This is not Kahanism. That's what JTF is here to do, because JTF represents true Kahanism. JTF represents the true idealism of the Kahanist movement. One other interesting note in the race for the Knesset that's coming up, in the election for the Knesset, I don't know if they're going to allow her to continue to run, but the wife of Yigal Amir announced that she's going to run on a party called Mishpat Tzedek, which means a just verdict. I'm translating it loosely. I don't know how they're I don't know how it would be translated in English. I guess you can look it up on Arutz Sheva in English. But in Hebrew, it's Mishpat Tzedek, her party. And the wife of Yigal Amir, who is Yigal Amir? Yigal Amir is in prison since 1996, or since 1995. And he's serving a sentence for assassinating Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. Yimach Shmo v'zichro Hashem Rishayim Yirkav. May the name of the wicked rot, may his name and memory be obliterated. Yigal Amir is not guilty of assassinating Yitzhak Rabin. It's just not true. He's innocent. Why is he innocent? Because even if he actually pulled the trigger, and there's questions about everything here, but let's say that he pulled the trigger and did actually fire the bullets that killed Yitzhak Rabin, the prime minister. Even if he did that, he was incited to do that by a government agent, Avishai Raviv. Now, under the law in Israel, in the United States, in any country that claims to be a democracy, that claims to have basic rules of law, if a government agent convinces a citizen who has no prior record of engaging in crimes, convinces some citizen out of the blue to commit a crime, and incites that citizen to do it, that citizen is not guilty. Excuse me. In other words, let's say you have a situation where you have someone like Yigal Amir who goes to demonstrations against Rabin's policies, but he's a law-abiding citizen, has never committed any crimes, has no criminal record. And suddenly this Shabak agent, the Shabak is the Israeli KGB, this Israeli Shabak agent, Avishai Raviv, starts convincing him to kill Yitzhak Rabin. Tries to convince him to kill Rabin. You're not allowed to do that. You can't have a government agent convince a citizen to carry out an offense. That is the government manufacturing crime. That's not the government. The government's supposed to be in the business of preventing illegal acts, not manufacturing them, not inciting them. If you prove in any case, and this is true in the United States as well, the law of the United States as well, and in European countries, it's true. If you prove that a defendant was entrapped by a government agent, in other words, was persuaded by the government to carry out an offense that they otherwise would never have carried out, if you can prove that, if that is what is clearly demonstrated in the court, that defendant is not guilty. That defendant has to be acquitted. That's the law in the United States, in Europe, in every normal country, in every civilized country. In Israel, they have ignored that and put Yigal Amir in prison now since November 1995 for allegedly assassinating Rabin. But he's not guilty. He's not guilty because he was entrapped by a government agent, an agent of the Israeli government. So he is not guilty. And he should be freed and he should be released. And so his wife now is running for the Knesset on a platform of releasing, that her husband should be released, and also running on a platform of other people who've been framed and entrapped in Israel, which is something that does happen there, to have them also, to have retrials for them as well. She, by the way, Yigal Amir's wife is one of the few people in Israel, she's the only person running now, who is honest. She's honest. She's an honest Jew and a Jew filled with love for the Jewish people and integrity. She actually is honest and has integrity. I don't think they're going to allow her to run. I think they're going to ban her. I think they're going to ban her and her party. But she's actually honest. And why shouldn't she be allowed to run? She shouldn't be allowed to express the view that her husband is innocent and should be released? In a free country, why shouldn't she be allowed to say that? Why shouldn't she be allowed to fight for her husband's release? She isn't accused of having committed any offense. She's a law-abiding citizen. Nobody has said otherwise. Why shouldn't she be permitted? And everyone in her party are all law-abiding citizens. Why shouldn't she be permitted to run and express her views? But they're going to try to ban her. We'll see if she's allowed to run. But she's actually an honest person. She's actually honest. By the way, a very large percentage, a very high percentage of Israelis believe that something dirty took place in the Rabin assassination. They believe there's something fishy. They may not be sure exactly what happened. And we've gone into some detail years ago. We did programs going into some detail about what happened in that case. But a very high percentage of Israelis believe that something fishy went on there, and that there was that there is a cover up, and that things are being hidden from the public. There's no question that that's true. There's no question that that's true. JTF is the only group bringing the truth to the people of Israel on a regular basis with advertising. We are bringing a message of truth to the people of Israel. It's important that the people of Israel get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. It's the only thing that can save us. It's the only thing that can wake the people of Israel up in time so that we'll finally have a government that protects the Jews of Israel and protects the Jewish state and the Jewish homeland, and that never surrenders Jewish land, never expels Jews from their home, never allows illegal aliens to come flooding into the country and take over Jewish neighborhoods and Jewish cities like they have. South Tel Aviv is now over 70% black Muslim illegal aliens from Africa who rape and murder and destroy like they do everywhere where they move. The fact is, The fact is, the only group that's really trying to wake the people of Israel up and telling the truth is our group. And I would say that Yigal Amir's wife now, with this new party she's formed, she's also trying, but I don't know. I doubt that they'll allow her to run. I hope they do. I hope they do allow her to run. I doubt it, because I know what hypocrites and frauds they are. In any event, that's where we stand now. Because the final generation, the end of days, Be'acharit HaYamim, in the end of days, before the final redemption, we were told how evil things would be and how evil the final generations would be. And all this was foretold. When the Jews come back to the land of Israel after a very long exile, after 2,000 years, and all of these biblical prophecies are fulfilled. The Jews redeem their homeland. They win spectacular, miraculous, breathtaking victories against all odds, outnumbered 100-1, win wars in 6 days. All the spectacular biblical miracles that we've seen in our day in Israel. When all these things happen, there'll be a generation where the leaders and the people controlling events will be completely evil. And that's what we're seeing play out in our time. But we have an obligation to tell the truth and expose the truth and expose it as much as possible. And so we're working to fulfill that obligation. By the way, YouTube now has 2 weeks in a row they've taken down our videos because they're censoring us. They don't allow us to say what we want to say. The same YouTube, by the way, that allows videos praising Adolf Hitler and praising Nazi Germany thousands of those videos are up all over YouTube, which are put up, of course, by outright Nazis. That's allowed on YouTube. Muslims, of course, calling for worldwide jihad, which means the extermination of all non-Muslim infidels, that's permitted on YouTube. YouTube and Google, another example. Self-hating Jewish traitor, scum, coward, filth that take over huge social media and work to destroy their own people. But we are putting up the videos now on alternative sites because of that. And so I will put it up on alternative sites. So what? Who cares? At least you should know that thousands of Israeli Jews are at least getting our message. And hopefully, we'll begin to wake up enough people to eventually start to turn the corner at some point. Hopefully that'll happen. That's what our mission is. That's what we're here to do. And that's what you're here to do when you work with JTF. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.